everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you considering running for president in 2024 or 2028? Not considering.
No, not at all.
This election is a choice about life and death.
We didn't defeat Trumpism. This is the most consequential election.
They choose that as they sell fear around crime. They sell calm around these perverse gun laws.
What we've got right now is not working and it's about to break.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people.
This whole damn border debate is made up.
That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
It's time to organize, guys. Bottom up, not just top down. Republicans have been organizing bottom up forever. Where the hell are we? As a party, to capture the narrative.
I honestly, if I were offering him political advice, I'd tell him to pack up and wait a few years.
I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking.
So when I see you in Iowa in 2023, I will play this for you.
New Hampshire, South Carolina. I mean, where? What else?
And now, John and Ken present the Gavin Newsom is running for president desk. Gavin Newsom may be sort of running for president. Well, maybe Gavin Newsom not running for president desk.
I go with the first.
Yeah, I just think
it's obvious.
These articles have been running that the Democrats are in disarray. Of course, all they do is study polls. And then when you ask them, they go, oh, the election's a year away. But they are getting a little frantic.
No, they're
behind the scenes.
They're pooping in their pants. Because these
poopy britches.
There is no Biden is dropping like a rock. Every day, more people realize, geez, he's half dead. There's no future here.
He's half dead.
He's half dead.
I thought you'd go with two-thirds dead at this point.
All right. Yeah, let's go with two-thirds dead. I'd say he's 67% dead. The John and Ken Show on KFI, live on the iHeartRadio app.
Where you have a chance to win money, coming up again around 2:20. We're at the Newsom running for president desk because, again, that's all he seems to be in the news for. Fresh off his trip to Israel and then China, apparently, oh, no. A UC Berkeley poll says that his approval rating's at an all-time low. Only 49% disapprove of his performance as governor, according to this new poll.
His approval rating is 44%. That's down 11 points since February because the state is going to hell and he's prancing around in China, wiping out little basketball players.
Yep.
Little 8-year-old basketball players he's flattening. And he was grandstanding in Israel trying to exploit the grief there. Meantime, our gas is $5.18 a gallon, and it's $2.91 in Texas.
And people are fed up with the homeless. They're fed up with the crime stories.
Yeah.
He gets 66% approval from the Democrats, but it fell 16 points from February.
That's low. That is very, usually you get
25% now disapprove of his performance. It was only 12%.
Because he's early.
So they're watching him this year and he's in absentia. He's gone all the time.
He's gone, and when he's here, he's bad at his job.
He's just raising money for Biden and the Democrats. No other governor's doing this. That's nonsense.
I don't care. He's not here, and the place has gone to hell. I mean, seriously.
Well, I thought it had already gone to hell while he was here, but anyway.
But it gets worse and worse.
Last year was pretty ugly. The year before that, he shut us down during the pandemic. That was ugly. He should have been recalled in 2022, but yeah. Then again, we let him float around so he could stand and waiting when Biden finally goes down.
He's not ever going to be president. He is too much of an incompetent boob. They are smoking some pretty powerful weed if they think Gavin Newsom is going to win anything. He's adult, and he'll be exposed very quickly. If he's down to 44% in his own state, what's he going to brag about? What is he going to brag about that's going to be real, that can't be refuted in about 15 seconds?
That's why he always just campaigns on issues like abortion when he's in other states and he just talks about those kinds of freedoms, right?
It doesn't.
And the whole gay, transgender debate,
They all will. Every Democrat's going to do that. So there's nothing, he doesn't have that extra. But you have to have something extra when you're running for president. Like, start with your performance. You have some of the worst homeless situations in the nation. I mean, we've got half the homeless here in California. It's got some of the worst crime in these cities in the nation. I mean, the worst. The worst gas prices. The worst taxes. That's what I'm saying. This doesn't survive. Once he drives down Interstate 80 east of Oakland, as soon as he leaves the Oakland city limits, his campaign's dead.
So proving that this is really the worst-kept secret, the U.S. Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who, of course, had a stroke right before he won his election in 2022. And when he first came back to the Senate, we certainly played some of his stumbles. But you know what? He's come up with a couple of gems recently. Remember just last month? He said, we can talk peace after Hamas is wiped out, countering some within his own party that seemed to be a little too pro-Hamas sounding. And now Saturday at a speech in Iowa, where I guess he was at some dinner to raise money for the Iowa Democratic Party, he said this about people running in the Democrat side against Joe Biden.
Now there are two additional Democrats running for president right now. One is a congressman from Minnesota. The other one is the governor of California. They're both running for president, but only one had the guts to announce it.
There you go.
Notice when he said governor of California, everybody there laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it's like the worst kept secret. We all know what he's doing.
But even Democrats around the country, if they know who Newsom is, they know he's a joke. They know he's a buffoon. I just can't wait for this to happen. Everybody who's getting high on their own gas thinking that Newsom is going to prance around like a savior. He cannot campaign. He cannot take criticism. He cannot take competition. He's never had it. The few times he's been criticized or questioned severely, he starts babbling and stumbling.
The person he's referring to in the first is the Democratic representative, Dean Phillips from Minnesota, who is running a primary challenge to Biden. And then he mentioned the governor of California, who forgot he's debating Ron DeSantis at the end of the month. That kind of just disappeared, but that's still happening with Sean Hannity on Fox.
Yeah.
I think it's the end of November.
Yeah. Well, I hope DeSantis has got the energy and the focus to derail Newsom. Because Newsom comes out and he tries to babble and overwhelm you with a bunch of nonsense facts. They're not actually facts, but they sound like them. And he's got a certain style where he just keeps talking faster and faster and faster. And you can't keep track of all the
nonsense.
Yeah.
The poo.
All the poo that comes spewing out. By the way, Fetterman had a good one yesterday. I don't know if you saw. There was a heckler at one of his events. He was campaigning for a woman running for local office in Pennsylvania. And some bearded millennial guy starts screaming at Fetterman over his pro-Israel stance. And Fetterman says, well, the joke's on you. Since my stroke, I can't even understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So he's got a sharp sense of humor in there.
Political reporters who were following Newsom also noticed that he has been giving campaign money to a mayor in South Carolina. Yep, Charleston, South Carolina mayoral candidate Clay Middleton. Now, really, why would he be doing that? I mean, South Carolina is a key primary state. That's the state, by the way, that pulled Biden from the grave back in 2020. Yeah. His campaign was all but done, but he won that state handily, and from there, he went on to get the nomination.
You know who else did that stuff was Eric Garcetti. He was making donations in early primary states around the country.
Oh, he was to political operatives. He wanted their support.
And he was doing fundraisers and joint appearances and providing support to, you know, key officials. And it's just standard practice. And it's what you do when you're running for president.
My only question is, did the Democrat Party reach out to Biden to do this, to be the shadow candidate because Biden's going to drop? Or did he just do this on his own?
I think backdoor. They said, get ready.
Because there is a whole movement within the Democrat hierarchy to get him ready.
People inside the White House know that Biden is laying there like a corpse for maybe 18 hours a day. Yes. Can you imagine what his bad days are like?
He probably doesn't appear, right?
Yeah, dementia patients have good days and bad days. And has he been seen very much since this, once he gave a speech on the war, couple of weeks? He hasn't been around. He hasn't said anything publicly. He's indoors. And, you know, they're waiting for him to have a good day, and then they'll send him out for 5 or 10 minutes, and then he'll disappear again. Because it's over, and they know it's over on the inside. And I they also know he can't actually campaign full time. That's why they rigged up all these trials against Trump. And that might backfire on him.
Oh, and just as a side note, there are 5 candidates left in the next Republican presidential debate tomorrow night in Miami. So there you go.
Well, 3 of them are a waste of time. Tim Scott's a waste of time. Christie's a waste of time. And that Ramaswamy guy's a waste of time.
Haley and DeSantis.
They're the only two reasonable replacements for Trump.
Yeah, I'm not sure it matters, but I've read that Nikki Haley is actually, you know, doing better in the back polling on the Republican side, at least as far as who's left to challenge Trump.
Yeah.
It's really just Nikki Haley and DeSantis.
It only matters if somehow Trump's support collapses because he really does go to prison.
It won't. That'll only prove their point. That will make a difference.
I'm talking about margin.
What was the headline I saw today in the Wall Street Journal editorial? Trump is indicting his way to the presidency.
We got to see about the last 5%. Like, I know his base is going to be with him till he dies in prison. But then there's that little middle group that decides the election.
All right, we'll be back, and when we come back, there'll be a keyword for you for a chance to win some more money from KFI. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Quick update about the Jewish man who died after
getting his head, right?
Yes, according to the New York Post, a rabbi named Mark Blazer has spoken to eyewitnesses. He says the man hit Paul Kessler in the face with a megaphone. That 100% app happened. He hit him right in the mouth, and he went down. Paul was still conscious when he went down. At first, he thought he lost some of his teeth because he was hit so hard in the mouth. But once he went down, he hit his head on the pavement.
Yeah, internal bleeding.
and the fall caused him to die. And
yeah, I mean, he was alive, but he died Monday morning.
Yeah, so I don't know. The El Segundo lying propaganda Pravda Times is going with conflicting accounts. I don't think there's conflicting accounts.
Where'd the rabbi get that account from?
He says eyewitnesses.
Eyewitnesses, okay.
I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping that we get some detail in the press conference that some witnesses and some Jewish organizations were supposed to hold earlier this afternoon. I don't know if that actually happened.
But it's like you said an hour ago, each side is going to have its own witnesses and its own story as to what happened, right?
Well, I don't think Kessler hit himself.
That's why they're trying to find video.
I don't think Kessler hit himself with a megaphone.
No, but you could see a situation where they were in each other's faces and pushing and shoving, and the older guy goes down.
Yeah. No, I think prison for the guy who swung the megaphone.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be charged with something. But again, he stayed and cooperated. It's not like he wanted to kill Kessler and ran off. So, it's a 50-year-old man from Moore Park, if you haven't heard that. They're not giving out his name, but they went to his home and searched and interviewed him. And I don't know what story he's telling exactly, but we'll find out as this unfolds. From the category of wishful thinking, I mean, really? How often do we have to talk about this man the rest of our lives? O.J. Simpson was spotting looking extremely frail and appearing to limp through the streets of Las Vegas today.
Oh, good.
In photos and video obtained by the New York Post, he was hunched over after getting out of his black SUV. I looked at the video, too. He is kind of hunched over. He's kind of dragging himself along. And, of course, he had knee injuries.
Oh, look at him. Oh, isn't that too bad, huh?
He looked good in the video on the internet I saw yesterday on a sports show he's a guest on.
Was he just sitting behind a desk, though?
Yes,
he was. Yeah, to see him walking down the street, this is more natural. This is how he really is. He's carrying like a tablet under his arm, but he's leaning way forward and he kind of hobbles as he saunters down the street. He's 76.
I hope he's in a lot of pain. Yeah, he is hunched over and hobbling.
Yeah, apparently during the trial, Johnny Cochran wanted Simpson to show the jury multiple surgery scars on his leg, which trying to convince the jury that how could somebody who was in this bad a physical condition have killed two people that night?
Yeah. Anyway. Johnny Cochran was so full of horse manure.
Dead.
What a terrible person he was.
The woman that would not leave the Brentwood Airbnb rental that she had been staying at since 2021. Remember we talked about this story a few weeks ago? Elizabeth Hirschhorn. She's gone. She'd been living there rent-free for 575 days. She refused to leave unless she got $100,000 for relocation costs. I don't think she got that. The guy that owns the home is Sasha Jovanovic, and he rented her the guest house for 6 months at $105 a night. When the stay was over, she wouldn't leave. And I remember his story was, she called me in there to fix something. And I got to look around and said, oh, this isn't good. It's time for you to go. And then she folded up and said, I'm not going anywhere. And he appealed to the city. And because they, quote, had never approved the unit for occupancy and the shower was constructed without a permit, this made things tough for the guy that owned the house to get her out. Apparently what he said after she left was the place smelled and was full of flies.
Which I didn't understand. If he didn't pay for the permit, then you can fine him, but it's still he owns the house and he still has a right to kick out a tenant who long overstayed her agreement.
You have that squatters thing. If the house wasn't properly licensed and she got there for at least 6 months, she's got some sort of something LA's Just Cause ordinance. Prohibits termination of tenancies without just cause.
Okay, that's some communist ordinance that they passed. That's not in the real world. I would have had some mystery visitors find her in the middle of the night and take her on a long ride somewhere.
This story says it's not clear if she moved out permanently or plans to return, but the landlord changed the locks on the property.
Yeah.
I would do that immediately.
Get an armed guard at the front of the driveway. She's going to come back.
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Head is spinning. Everybody who is in the wrong is now in the right, and everyone who is in the right is now in the wrong.
Exactly.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast, same as the radio show. You can listen to whatever you missed. Another little piece of about the Jewish man who was killed in that protest skirmish in Thousand Oaks on Sunday. We're going to talk to someone who says he saw it happen. Jonathan Oswax coming on our show at 3 o'clock.
Go.
So we'll see what his story is.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. That'll come up at 3:05 here on the John and Ken Show. A reminder that the Moist Line is coming back around on Friday, just 3 days away. We take your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or you can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. There is a big international event coming to San Francisco beginning Saturday. Most people have never heard of it. It's called APEC, the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. It hasn't been in the U.S., I think, since 2011. Well, Biden will be there. The president of China will be there. It's a big deal as far as security is concerned. And for San Francisco, which has been under the spotlight for a number of problems. So reports are already coming out, you might have guessed, that they're moving the homeless off the streets as fast as they can in preparation for the media onslaught that will cover this conference. Remember, these will be reported from all over the world. And didn't you say China had ran a story last week about the homelessness?
That was really funny because, you know, Newsom, went to China to show off. what a great leader he would be as president. And the Chinese repaid him by running videos of the degradation of San Francisco on their websites.
Hope they pointed out he was mayor once.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that was the point, was to embarrass him. So I guess they weren't as impressed as all the kiss-ass, suck-up political reporters were in this country.
Hey, well, last time we reported on this, there's a struggle in San Francisco. There's some judge, a U.S. district judge in Oakland named Donna Rue, who stopped the city from enforcing some of its homeless ordinances back in December of last year. They appealed the ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they want this possibly to go to the United States Supreme Court. And this is all that business from the Ninth Circuit. Remember the story out of Boise from years ago about all the rules around homeless sidewalk encampments and stuff like that.
It prevents San Francisco from clearing encampments unless they offer adequate shelter, which I don't know what they're doing to clear out the encampments for this APEC conference.
Right,
but maybe they've got some building they're going to haul off all the homeless who live in that neighborhood.
Yeah, well, a person on TikTok, a worker in San Francisco, posted a video as she walked past the drug-addled homeless people passed out on the sidewalk on the city's infamous Tenderloin District.
Oh God, did you see that video?
Yeah, I did see it.
Oh, it is so disgusting.
I'm looking at it right now just to review it again.
There's so many zombie people in San Francisco, and they stand and they're kind of tilted. It must be the xylazine. I think that's the crank.
Oh, is that what causes you to look?
It causes you to stand slightly tilted, as if you're going to tip over, but you don't quite fall.
Oh, the trash, too. It's unbelievable. Oh,
it's so foul and filthy.
And she has to walk into the street and then back onto the sidewalk to get around all the crap.
How many employees, how many government officials are there in San Francisco, and none of them herd these people into a shelter and clean up the road? None of them do. They just go to work because they don't care, because there's no consequence for them. Ugh.
The Tenderloin District apparently is near the Asian Art Museum. Oh, that could be big for OPEC, for APEC, rather. Just a few blocks from City Hall.
Because they'll flood all the flood TikTok with all these videos of disgusting San Francisco and its drug-addled, dying residents. And it's going to be all over Asia, what it's like to live in San Francisco. San Francisco used to be a destination for a lot of Asians, especially wealthy Asians. I mean, I think the city is at least 20% Asian, somewhere in that range.
Their Chinatown is famous.
Yeah.
San Francisco's Chinatown is world-renowned. I saw a story last week where they were claiming that they're making a dent in the drug trade, that they've made more arrests than they've made in a long time, but
yeah, well,
I don't know. And again, it's certain areas of the city. You can still go to some. The other problem with it is if you're not in these areas that overrun with the zombied homeless drug users, there's other areas that are just empty. Like some of the business sections of the city are just because the buildings are empty. People are not there anymore.
And if it's empty, it means all the rats are going to take control of the place. I mean, the human rats, the human refuse, the drug addicts and the mental patients. San Francisco, their homeless population, according to the Daily Caller, increased by almost 1,000 people between 2015 and 2022. Imagine how much money the city and the state spent on homelessness in San Francisco, and they ended up with 1,000 more people.
The other story that amused me concerning the homeless in San Francisco would come under the category of, and you may have never heard this term before, hostile architecture. Have a guess what hostile architecture is? Well, there are some people in San Francisco who are putting up large sidewalk planters to block homeless encampments. And homeless activists and their supporters are saying, that's hostile architecture. You can't do that. The San Francisco Chronicle ran a long story about the debate of putting up sidewalk planters. But apparently, they're in many sections of the city now as businesses and apartment buildings say, come on, if we put this out there, it'll be a little tougher for them. Some put up boulders or rocky pavement, windowsill spikes, curved or slanted segmented benches. These are all considered hostile architecture.
You see how hard it is to fight anarchists? Because the people behind this pro-vagrant movement really want to destroy the city. So every time the normal citizens put up a defense,
they come up with a term for it.
Right. A catchy term that the progressives in the media then highlight and repeat. And so that everybody's going to use it, right? So you're going to walk by a planter or some kind of fencing. Oh, that's hostile architecture you see there. And it's like, no, it's normal people trying to protect and defend themselves. But if people would look at this as a intentional war on normal civilization, it's intentional anarchy, all this would make sense. Don't waste your time saying, well, who would be against, people trying to protect their businesses and homes with impediments against the homeless sleeping there? People who want anarchy, people who really want to destroy your way of life. They really believe that. They feel that in their bones.
They talked to one guy that runs a cafe, and it's in the Tenderloin District, and he defended putting up the planters. He said that this not only keeps out some of the bad actors, but it creates beauty. We have very little greenery in this neighborhood. So, you have like grass or plants inside the large planter box. It looks nice. Like it's like some towns create little medians where they plant trees down the center of the street.
Well, the pro-vagrant anarchists don't want beauty. They want what that video on TikTok showed. They want people standing like tilting zombies with garbage and filth and feces and needles all around them. That's what these vagrant activists want.
Because they want to overthrow what they consider to be the unjust capitalist system that puts people in this state. And we want them to stay out there as a reminder. Otherwise, you're just going to sweep them under the rug and hide them, right? You're going to cover up the problem.
I really don't think it's about protecting the homeless or trying to support the homeless to get them a better life, because that's futile. All those homeless people are going to die pretty soon. It is about destroying business owners and nice neighborhoods, because that represents the fruits of capitalism. People who do well own their own businesses and then have nice homes and nice neighborhoods. And that's what has to be destroyed. So they're using the homeless people as a weapon. They know they can't save the homeless people. Nobody can. You got people addicted to these kinds of opioids and meth and fentanyl and crank and all that. Their brains are shot. There's no saving them. But you could use them kind of as a missile to destroy a neighborhood.
All right. We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to a man by the name of Jonathan Oswax. Apparently he was at the protest on Sunday where both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian debate faced off in Thousand Oaks from apparently opposing streets or other sidewalks. But then eventually, one of the pro-Palestinian protesters came over to the Jewish side, and there was an altercation between that man and another man, and the Jewish man was eventually knocked to the pavement, hit his head, and he died on Monday morning. This actually just happened on Sunday. So we're going to talk to this person and see what he can tell us from his point of view about what may have happened involving the altercation. Was there a megaphone involved? What kind of words were exchanged? Because in the press conference we heard this morning, a lot of it coming from Ventura County officials, there's a lot of conflicting stories as to what happened. So they haven't decided yet to press any charges against the man. The man who died is Paul Kessler. We do not know the name of the other man, but we'll find out from somebody who can tell us more coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Well, I don't know if you've ever wondered this, but if you've ever gone to an amusement park and waited on a long, long line to get on a ride, do you wonder what people do that have a bathroom emergency? Well, apparently riders at Disneyland and Disney World have literally been defecating while standing in line.
You see, the taboo has been broken by all the vagrants. And now regular people are pooping in public.
Well, remember the Taylor Swift fans that were bringing diapers to her concert?
At least they brought the diapers. But yeah, I remember that. These people aren't bringing diapers. They're just laying the loafs out right out in the open there.
Yeah, I mean, this started with some posters on Reddit, and then it was picked up by others.
One poster claimed to work at Disney World in Orlando, Florida, described guests that just leave their body waste on the premises. Bodily fluids no longer bother me after working at Disney. Let's just say the attraction I work at has what the cast ended up dubbing the poop hall because of the number of times guests have gone in there and pooped. We even put up a camera and that didn't stop it. A second cast member, that's what they're called at Disney, confirmed. Good Lord, the poop hallway. Yeah, we know about that.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
One story I read said sometimes it's children because the parents don't want to lose their place in line and the kid really has to.
You don't want to lose your place in line.
Kids aren't good at holding it.
Have someone else wait in line and take the kid to the bathroom. Like, what? You're with a group of people, realistically. It's like you're not going to Disneyland alone.
It's a family.
I hope not. I hope you're not going to Disneyland alone, at least.
There are some guys who do, though. I know somebody who used to go to Disneyland alone. Questionable behavior.
A woman who stood in line for the Indiana Jones adventure at California's Disneyland burst into the control room for the attraction and deposited her gift right there.
Oh, there's a girl you want to date, huh?
It must have been challenging for the ride operator to stay at their post in there before it was all cleaned up.
That is dignified and elegant.
So she was looking for a private space, so she ran into one of the...
a workspace?
A room...
A place where people are working?
When you gotta go, you gotta go. You just have to look for the open door, right?
Listen to this. The average wait time for the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is 78 minutes. 78 minutes?
I wouldn't give 78 minutes for any ride.
For the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
No way.
Space Mountain is about an hour.
It's now $200 to get into the Anaheim Park.
Did you see that?
$200.
Did you see that? When did that happen?
I see stories about the price increases, but I don't pay much attention because I don't go there often. I've probably only gone there once in the last 10 years.
I don't think I've gone even once.
No.
I have read stories that since the pandemic happened and Disney's gone through a big financial crisis, their stock price is half of what it used to be, that they started skipping on maintenance and that the parks were looking shabby and run down.
I heard another story that, particularly in Orlando, because they did stay open mostly during the pandemic, that was the only place people could go. And now that the pandemic's over, people are not going there because we did that back in 2020
right,
and 21, right? So their attendance dropped off because that's just not on the list right now.
That was
people are dying to get out there again.
That was the least favorite place that I went with my sons.
Disney World?
Disneyland, Disney World, either one.
Wow.
Whenever I heard like a little bit of Disney talk in the house,
no.
Hey, look over here.
You didn't do the Disney cruise?
No. No, I would have jumped.
Oh, that's a horror show.
As soon as I went to Disney, John would just start trying to talk about the Mets.
Let's go to a ball game. No, I'd go anywhere else. And, you know, the one time I did go, and we just went a handful of times, is I had a terrible digestive issue, which I do not want to go into, but I had my own emergency. And that was my last experience at Disney. That's what I think about when I think of Disney.
Yeah, at least you made it to the bathroom.
Or did you?
I did make it, but the details are just awful.
They usually are.
They're too awful even for me.
All right, a man's coming on the show next who said that he knows Paul Kessler. That's the Jewish man that died after slamming his head on the pavement at a rally for both sides, Palestinian and Israeli, in Thousand Oaks. So he can tell us he actually knows Mr. Kessler. And he's coming on next, Jonathan Oswalt's, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.